弟兄姊妹平安。
My brothers and sisters,
新年快乐。
Happy Chinese New Year.
我今天早晨呢，不管走到哪儿，我都带着这样一个很宝贝的东西。
And this morning, no matter where I go, I carry this box with me.
有几个人问我呢，说侯牧师，你带的这是一个什么东西啊？
So some people ask me, Pastor Ho, what is it that you're carrying?
我没有回答他们，我只是微微一笑，我说这是我非常宝贝珍藏的东西。
I didn't give them the answer, but I smiled back and said this is something I treasured a lot.
你们能猜到这是什么东西吗？
Can you guess what it is?
这是过往中我收集到的垃圾。
These are the garbages that I collected over the years.
这里有发黑的香蕉皮。
This is the banana peel that has turned black.
这有一个这个空的罐头盒子。
It is an empty can.
啊，拿不出来了。这里有已经发臭的鸡蛋。
And then the stinky smelling eggshells.
哦。这里有这个发霉的。
A molded bread.
面包。啊。有的人觉得这个很荒唐，很可笑。
Some people think this is ridiculous. This is laughable.
我觉得这种感觉是正确的。
But I feel the feeling is correct.
可能没有人真正的会把过往的这些垃圾呢，一直珍藏起来，然后到了新年的时候去翻看，去回味。
I don't think anyone would collect such garbages from the past and then review them on the Chinese New Year Day.
但是很多时候，我们珍藏了很多思想中的垃圾。
But many times we treasure a lot of garbage in our mind.
不愿意把这样的垃圾扔掉。
And we didn't want to throw them away.
比方说你过往的挫败。
For example, your frustrations and failures in your past.
你受到的委屈。
And all the mistreatment that you have received.
你跟别人发生的冲突。
And then the conflicts you had between people.
你受过的伤害。
And then the harm you have suffered.
或者你自己犯过的错误。
Or your own mistakes.
你没有办法忘怀。
You couldn't forget.
没有办法原谅。
And you couldn't forgive.
没有办法宽恕别人。
You cannot forgive other people.
而且呢，很多时候你没有办法宽恕你自己。
And many times you cannot forgive yourselves.
我们今天讲到的题目是忘记背后。
So today my subject is forgetting what lies behind.
我们今天分享的经文呢是腓立比书的3:10-14.
And our scripture comes from Philippians chapter 3:10-14.
在开始之前呢，我们一起来做一个祷告。
And before we start, let's have a prayer.
亲爱的阿爸天父，主耶稣基督，圣灵保惠师。
Our Heavenly Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Ghost.
我们感谢你，你赐给我们一个全新的农历新年。
We thank you that you have given us a brand new Chinese New Year.
我们祷告，愿意我们把所有过往中所积累的这样的思想上的垃圾都能够倾倒出去。
We pray that we can throw away all the garbages that we collected over the years.
我们祷告，我们希望。在这新年的时光呢，我们有全新的开始。
And we pray that during the Chinese New Year, we have a brand new start.
我们可以向着认识你这样一个标杆直跑，我们定睛在你的身上。
That we can press forward toward the goal and fix our eyes on you.
要得着你为我们已经预备好的这样的奖赏。
That we may receive the reward you have prepared for us.
主啊，谢谢你，孩子们祷告是奉主耶稣的名。
And dear God, we thank you and we pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
所以你有没有这样的思想上的垃圾？
Do you have this garbage in your mind?
你会在这过往的年日里面，你不断的积累收藏，然后呢，好像是那种反刍动物，不断的再去回味，去咀嚼它。
Do you have a lot of garbage called your mind, and then you regurgitate over and over again?
让过去你所受的伤害呢？不断的又回来，再一次的伤害你。
And all the injury, all the harm, the hurt you have suffered, you let them come back and hurt you again.
你有没有不原谅别人？当别人
Have you not forgiven others?
当别人伤害你的时候。
And when people have hurt you?
有人说，当我们不宽恕、不原谅呢
？Some people say that when we don't allow ourselves to forgive.
是不断的让别人的错误再一次的来惩罚你自己。
We are actually letting other people's mistakes to punish us over and over again.
而且 你在过往的年日里面你自己犯过的错误。
And then all the mistakes you have made in the past.
你原谅你自己了吗？
Have you forgiven yourselves?
还是你一直生活在那种罪责那种愧疚感里面？
Or are you still living in guilt and shame?
神要我们把这样的垃圾完全的丢掉。
God wants us to throw away all these garbages.
我们今天所分享的经文呢，是使徒保罗他写给腓立比教会的。
Today the scripture we read is what Paul wrote to the church of Philippi.
那么保罗这个人他究竟是一个怎样的人呢？
And what kind of person is Paul?
我们在这章之前的一段经文我们读到他自己讲他的背景。
And before chapter 3 we read in the previous chapter about his own background.
他说他是最正统的犹太人。
He said he is the orthodox Jews.
他虽然呢是出生在这个以色列这个国家之外，有点像出生在美国的华人一样，他是一个在海外的犹太人。
Even though he was born outside Israel, it's like the Chinese born overseas in the United States.
本来在罗马帝国里面呢，在海外的这些犹太人，大多数人呢，是愿意隐藏自己犹太人的身份的。
And most people of the Jewish descent, when living in the Roman Empire, they would hide their own identity.
但是他的家族，包括保罗他自己，很以这样的希伯来人、犹太人的身份自豪。
But Paul, he was proud of being a Jew.
他说他是非常有学问的。
And he said he is a scholar.
他呢遵守律法是非常严格的。
And he abide by the law very strictly.
但是呢我们在读这个圣经其他的章节的时候。
But as we read other chapters in the Bible.
保罗第一次出现的时候。
When Paul first appeared.
就是在第一个殉道者斯提凡被用石头打死的时候，他就在现场，他可能主导了这样一个逼迫的行为。
He was on site when the first martyr Stephen was stoned to death, as if he was the one leading the charge against Stephen.
所以早期的时候呢，教会并不接纳保罗，觉得他是一个逼迫教会的人。
So in early churches, the church did not accept Paul as well. They thought he was a betrayer. He was a persecutor.
所以我们看这个保罗，我们看到他的过往，我们看到他的成功，也看到他的失败。
So when we see Paul's past, we saw his success. We also saw his failure.
我们一起来读腓立比书三章的十节。
Let's read Philippians chapter 3 verse 10.
使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死。
I want to know Christ, yes, to know the power of his resurrection and participation in his suffering, becoming like him in his death.
保罗在这一章呢，他不断地告诉我们，他那个最大的目标就是要认识基督。
In this chapter, Paul once again keeps telling us the primary goal of his life is to know Christ.
一起来读十一节。
Let's read 11 together.
或者我也得以从死里复活。
And so somehow attaining to the resurrection from the dead.
十二节，这不是说我已经得着了，已经完全了。我乃是竭力追求，或者可以得着基督耶稣，所以得着我的。
Not that I have already obtained all this, or have already arrived at my goal, but
I press on.
I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me.
来到我们今天最重要的一节经文十三节。
And then we come to the most important verse today, verse 13.
我们一起来读。弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前的。
Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead.
第十四节。一起来读，向着标杆直跑，要得着神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来得的奖赏。
I press toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me.
I'm sorry.
God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus.
我们今天的讲道呢，分成三个部分。
So there are three parts to my message today.
第一个部分是忘记背后。
The first part is forgetting the past.
第二个部分是努力面前。
The second part is pressing forward.
第三个部分呢是向着标杆。
And the third part is pursuing the goal.
我们一起来看第一个部分。
Let's look at the first part.
十三节，保罗在这里说，我只有一件事情。
In verse 13, Paul says here, there's only one thing.
他说就是要忘记背后， 努力面前的。
Forgetting what is behind and straining forward what is ahead.
保罗在腓立比书这卷书呢，他写这封书信主要的背景是什么样的？
What is the background when Paul wrote the first the letter to the Philippians?
腓立比这个城市呢，是在罗马帝国统治下的一个希腊的城市。
The city Philippi is a Greek city under the rule of the Roman Empire.
那个教会里面呢，有这个犹太人背景的基督徒。
In that church, there are Jews who are Christians with a Jewish background.
也有希腊文化背景的基督徒。
And they're also Christian with a Greek background.
他们受到影响呢，他们虽然已经在跟从耶稣基督，但是他们可能觉得他们还需要去遵守犹太的律法。
Even though they have become Christians, but under their background, they might think that they may still need to keep the Jewish law.
但是保罗说呢，要说遵守犹太律法，要说这个犹太人的背景，他是最强的。
And Paul said, if you talk about abiding by the Jewish law, abiding by the Jewish custom, he is the one that's the best.
不管是他过去的这样的成就，还是他的失败，他迫害教会的这样的过往，他觉得这些都不重要。
So whether he was successful in abiding the Jewish law or when he persecuted church about his failure, he said these are not important.
最重要的呢，是要努力面前的。
The most important thing is to press forward.
你有过去的失败的经历吗？
Do you have past failure experiences?
可能每个人都会有。
I think everyone has it.
但是你要记得住，
But you have to remember,
你过去的罪已经被耶稣基督完全的赦免了。
All your sins in the past have been forgiven by Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督在十字架上，他最后说成了，他这样的救赎的使命已经完全的完成了。
And on the cross, Jesus said, "It is finished." His redemptive work is completely finished.
但是很多时候，撒旦他会用你过往的这些挫败，你甚至犯过的罪，会来不断的控告你。
But many times Satan would accuse you with your past failures and mistakes.
就好像你珍藏了很多的垃圾，时不时的这些垃圾会翻出来去影响你。
Just like all the garbage you have collected in the past, that once a while they're going to show up and hurt you again.
但是神说呢，他的恩典是足够我们用的。
But God says that His grace is sufficient for us.
在诗篇的103篇12节。
In Psalm 103, verse 12,
这里说东离西有多远，他叫我们的过犯离我们也有多远。
It says, as far as the east is from the west, so far has He removed our transgressions from us.
我们学这个希伯来文的时候呢，老师告诉我们，希伯来语它的表达习惯经常是用这种非常两极化的这个修辞手法来形容这个比较的关系。
As we study the Hebrew language, our professor would tell us that in Hebrew, when they write, they usually use two extremes to contrast the point they want to make.
那么在这里，神赦免我们的罪，让我们的过犯离我们有多远呢？好像这个西和东这样的方向是非常的极致的一种对比。
So as it is here, it's written that how does God separate us, our sin from us? It is as east.From the west.
保罗不光说我们要忘记过去的失败的经历。
Paul not only tells us to forget our past failures.
保罗也告诉我们，我们要忘记过去所有的成就、所有的成功的经历，这些跟我们目前的目标其实没有关系。
And he also wants us to also forget our success and our achievements because they have nothing to do with our current situation.
保罗他曾经以他遵守犹太人的律法来夸口。
Paul was boasting about how he abided by the Jewish law.
但是呢，很多时候我们过去的成功有可能会变成我们的一种偶像。
But many times our past successes may become our idol.
保罗告诉我们，只有基督才是真正的至宝。
And Paul tells us that only Christ is the real treasure.
在腓立比书三章七到八节这里说，只是我先前以为与我有益的，我现在因基督都当作有损的。不但如此，我也将万事当作有损的，因我以认识我主基督耶稣为至宝。
And Paul in Philippians chapter 3 verses 7 to 8 says, But whatever were gains to me, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. What is more, I consider everything a loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord.
有一种误解呢，觉得我们忘记就等于是否认过去。
There is a misunderstanding saying that if we forget our past, forget, then we totally forget our past.
很多时候呢，我们觉得我们的记忆力是非常需要操练的一个功课。
And sometimes we need to exercise our memory.
但是事实上呢，这个要忘记有害的这些记忆，其实也是一个同等重要需要学习的功课。
Actually, to forget the past, not so good memories is also a lesson that you need to exercise to learn to do.
我们过往的经历，不管是成功还是挫败
，our past experiences, whether it's success or failure,
其实都是我们生命的一个部分。
Actually, they are just one part of our life.
是让我们逐步的成长到今天的整个的过程。
They help us grow to what we are today.
我们不需要去否认我们的过去。
We don't need to deny our past.
但是我们不能够被它困住。
But we cannot be trapped by them.
我们不能够被我们过往的这样的失败所定义。
And we cannot be defined also by our past failures.
我们过去可能经历过很多的挫败，但是不能说你这个人就是一个失败者。
We may have experienced many failures in the past, but you are not a person of failure.
保罗说呢，这个我们要见证神的恩典，这个是带给我们生命改变的。
And Paul said we need to testify why the change the Lord has given us through His grace.
神不光是要把我们从过往的这样的失败的经历中带出来，而且要让我们成为他人的祝福。
Not only God wants us to bring us out from past failures, He also wants to bring us blessings to other people.
我们来到今天讲到的第二个部分。
So let's come to the second part of my message today.
就是要努力面前。
That is pressing forward.
第十三节。
Verse 13.
保罗说：“我只有一件事，就是忘记背后。”努力面前。
Paul said, I have only one thing, that is forgetting what is behind and straining forward what is ahead.
那么这个他的动力是从哪里来的呢？
Where does that motivation come from?
在这一章里保罗不断地说就是要认识基督。
In this chapter, Paul keeps saying that it's to know Christ.
我们认识基督呢，不是说我要这个了解基督教，要学习一些宗教的知识。
What we say we want to know Christ, it's not about just learning some religious knowledge,
而是要跟这样一位已经复活的这个主要建立生命的关系。
But to establish a life relationship with this Christ who is resurrected,
这个真实而又活泼的关系。
To have a real and living relationship,
而且呢，在这个过程中一起来经历他复活的大能。
And then in this process, we also experience His power of resurrection.
Can you turn the page, please? 那么在约翰福音第十七章三节这里说
And then in John chapter 17 verse 3 it says
认识你独一的真神并且认识你所差来的耶稣基督这就是永生
Now this is eternal life that they know you the only true God and Jesus Christ whom you have sent
跟这个耶稣呢去建立起这种真实的个人的关系就好像我们见到一个真实的个体你去跟他聊天去认识他了解他的经历听他的故事然后越来越熟悉一样。
And to know Christ in a personal way, it's just like you know a friend. You know their life, their experiences, you know what they are, what they do.
保罗说这是最美好的事情。
Paul said this is the most wonderful thing.
而且耶稣呢已经应许要给我们天上的奖赏。
And Jesus also promised that He will give us heavenly reward.
我们去努力向前呢，不是靠着我们的行为得救，耶稣已经救了我们。
And when we press forward, doesn't mean we're going to be saved by our works.
而是呢，要得着忠心服事的冠冕。
But to win the crown for faithful service.
而且呢，有一天会与主面对面的相遇。
And then one day we're going to face the Lord, you know, encounter Him in a very, very personal way.
然后保罗呢，在这里呢，其实是用了一个这个希腊人非常熟悉的情景来做比喻。
And Paul here used the illustration that in the Greek culture is very popular.
最近呢正在进行冬季奥林匹克运动会。
We know that the Winter Olympics is going on right now.
我们知道奥林匹克的传统是从哪里来的呢
？And we know where the Olympic tradition comes from.
在古代世界里面，没有比希腊人更懂得体育精神的重要性。
In ancient world, no other race than the Greeks know more about the athletic spirit.
然后保罗在这里说，岂不知在赛场在场上赛跑的都跑，但得奖赏的只有一个人。
Paul says, "Do you not know that in a race all the runners run, but only one gets the prize?"
你们也当这样跑，好叫你们得着奖赏。
Run in such a way as to get the prize.
我小的时候在读小学中学的时候，总体来说我的体育成绩是很弱的。
When I was in primary or secondary school, my athletic class, my score was very low. Sports, physical education.
Not very low, but you know, just
okay. Fairly low, not very low.
Yeah. 但是我有一项呢是比较擅长的。
But I was good at one thing.
就是短跑。
I was a sprint.
比方说我们去考试呢是考50米的这个短跑。
Our exam was to run 50 meters.
我的成绩呢可以跑到6秒3以内。
And my score can be within 6 minutes and 3 seconds. 6秒哦 ,6 seconds. 6.3 seconds.
这个成绩呢在班上是可以排在最优秀的这个成绩里面。
And this score can be placed first in my class.
我只有一个诀窍。
I have only one secret.
就是我蹲在起跑线上的时候呢，我就眼睛里面都看不到其他所有的东西了。
It's when I get ready to run, you know, my eyes, I don't see anything else.
我只能够看到那个终点线。
I only look at the final the line.
我的耳朵里面听不到任何其他的东西。
And I don't hear anything in my ears.
我只能够听到这个发令枪的枪响。
I only want to pay attention to the gun that would shout out.
我的眼睛呢就死死地盯住那个终点线，那个终点线呢好像像变得比之前呢大了很多倍。
So my eyes was only fixed at the final point, so it's like, you know, I see it bigger and bigger.
然后我听到枪响的时候呢，我就像弹簧一样弹出去，然后就疯了一样的跑。
I just sprint forward.
那么保罗在这里呢，也是告诉我们，我们要像奥林匹克的赛跑运动员一样，去忘记背后，努力面前。
So Paul here tells us that we need to forget what's behind and press forward to the future.
要向着标杆直跑。
And pursuing our goal.
十四节呢，这里说向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来得的奖赏。
So verse 14 here says, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus.
神不希望我们生活在过往的这些纠结、这些痛苦。
God doesn't want us to be entangled in our past.
神希望我们把所有这些负面的东西都卸下来，卸给他。
God wants us to lay down all these negative burdens before His feet.
然后向着我们那些积极的目标。
And press toward this positive goal.
去全力的奔跑。
And with your full force.
其中最重要的呢，是认识他自己。
And the most important among all these is to know Christ Himself.
神也希望我们做学生的呢，在我们的学习成绩上面能够有很好的这个表现。
And God also wants our students to have good performance in your studies.
神肯定也希望我们在这个工作中呢有很好的表现，为别人呢创造价值。
And God also wants us to perform well in our job so we can create value for others.
神肯定也希望我们在家庭中呢能够很好的去服务，去服侍我们的其他的家庭成员，有非常美好的家庭的关系。
Of course, in our family, God also desires for us to serve other family members, so we have a happy family.
我们要把过往的所有的这些苦痛、这些苦难、这些不好的经历、这些记忆都能够扔掉。
We need to learn to throw away all the past failures, pains, hurt, our experiences.
就像我在奔跑的时候，眼睛呢就盯住那个终点线一样。
Just like when I was running, my eyes was fixed in my final line.
保罗说，他只有一件事是专注在上面的。
So Paul said there's only one thing that he focuses on.
我相信保罗的时代呢，没有激光，台湾翻译做这个雷射。
I think in Paul's time there's nothing called, there's no such thing as laser.
但是保罗他的这个专注力是 laser focused.
But Paul's concentration, his focus is laser focused.
他不分心，不妥协。
He did not divide his heart. He doesn't make compromises.
他的眼睛呢就定睛在耶稣身上。
And his eyes is fixed on Jesus.
他虽然早期呢曾经迫害过教会，但是后来呢被主亲自的回转回来。
Even though he persecuted the church before, but God converted him and turned him around.
后来他呢就成为教会历史上最伟大的一个宣教士。
And he became the greatest missionary in church history.
在希伯来书十二章一到二节这里说
In Hebrews 12 verses 1 to 2,
我们既有着许多的见证人，如同云彩围着我们，就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，存心忍耐。
Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles.
我问大家每一个人，你的生命中有什么样的重担缠累你？
What are some burdens that are entangling you?
继续他说，奔啊，摆在我们前头的路程，仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
And let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith.
那么，保罗在这里呢，包括在这个希伯来书，他的作者也是用这种运动员全力以赴奔跑的这样一个形象来做比喻。
And Paul, in the writer of Hebrews here, uses the physical exercise to illustrate what he wants to make the point.
当我们在赛场上看这些运动健儿他们的表现的时候呢，能够看到他们怎么样前倾身体，怎么样去这个去甩手臂，然后他们肌肉的那个线条呢都是非常清晰的。
And on the sports field, we see all the runners, you know, the muscles, their energy, you know, they run with full force.
这些运动员他们在奔跑的时候，在比赛的时候，他们可能不会想起，哎呀，我这个过往有谁曾经伤害过我。
So as they run, I don't believe these athletes would think, gee, who has hurt me in my past?
或者我曾经遭遇过怎么样的失败。
Or what kind of failures I have encountered?
他们把这些全都抛在一边，他们全新的目标就是在那个终点线上面。
They laid aside all of those and focused their eyes on the final goal.
Turn the page, please. 我们来总结一下今天学习到的三点功课。
So let's make a summary of the three points that we made today.
我们学习到我们需要忘记背后。
First of all, we know that we need to forget our past.
我们过往的失败或者是成就都不能够成为我们信心的拦阻。
Whether it's failures or achievements, they cannot hinder our faith in Jesus.
我们学习到我们需要努力面前。
We also learned that we need to press forward to the future.
我们呢要因认识耶稣基督而被激励。
And we need to be motivated by knowing Christ.
最后呢，是要向着标杆，要专注奔跑，直到见到主面。
And lastly, we need to pursue the goal, focus running until we receive the reward.
我们一起来背诵两节经文。
Let us recite, memorize two verses.
我们一起来读这个腓立比书三章十三到十四节。我们一起来读三遍，三遍之后有考试。
Let's read Philippians 3 verses 14, 13 and 14. And then we're going to have a test afterwards.
我们一起来读。我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前的，向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来得的奖赏。我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前的，向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来得的奖赏。我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前的，向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来得的奖赏。
All right, so people who speak English, let us try, okay? But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward.In Christ Jesus. Try to memorize.
好，大家准备好了吗？请向旁边的人背诵出来。
Okay, let's try to memorize and recite. Say the person next to you.
哇、哦，大家背得很快，感谢主。好的，我们一起来做一个结束的祷告。
Let's have a prayer.
亲爱的阿爸父，主耶稣基督，圣灵保惠师。
Dear Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit.
我们感谢你，你赐给我们这样美好的经文。
Thank you for these wonderful verses you have given us.
让我们知道我们需要忘记背后。
That we know we need to forget the past.
我们需要努力面前。
And press forward to for the future.
我们要盯着那样一个目标。
And we need to fix our eyes on the goal.
像运动员一样奋力地奔跑。
Like the athletes who run with the full power.
我们不能够被我们过往所有的失败所定义。
We cannot be defined by our past failures.
你已经给我们全新的开始。
Because you have given us a new beginning.
全部的希望。
Now hope.
所有的美好的可能性。
All the beautiful possibilities.
主啊，我们愿意在你的里面与你建立美好的关系。
And we also want to establish a wonderful relationship with you.
求你帮助我们在认识你的这条路上不断的成长成熟。
Please help us to grow and to mature in the process as we seek to know you.
我们特别为这个新的一年来祷告。
We pray especially for this new year.
愿意你在这新的一年里面给我们新的祝福。
May you give us new blessings in the new year.
新的成长的机会。
And new opportunities for growth.
改变我们的生命。
Change our lives.
最重要的是让我们更加的认识你。
And most importantly, that we may know you more.
谢谢你孩子们祷告是奉主耶稣的名
Thank you and we pray in the name of, our, of your son Jesus Christ
Amen
Amen